All right, so the last 4 years have been quite an adventure to get to this point. You want to just talk about like where you were and where you are now?
I know 4 years ago when we, you know, I guess that was around the time that we wrapped up, you know, the real touring cycle for A Promise to Burn. And, you know, the album didn't perform how we wanted it to necessarily. So we were kind of scratching our heads, what's next? We ended up coming to a mutual agreement to leave our label that we were on for our first two albums. And it was one of those things where we were like, all right, now do we want to sign with another label? Do we want to, you know, do crowdfunding for this? How do we want to do this? So we ended up deciding to go through Kickstarter. And, you know, our fans came through. Kickstarter at the time was, you know, right in the beginning stages, I guess, of it wasn't where it is today. You know, there weren't movie studios doling out, you know, getting millions of dollars from fans for movies and stuff like that. So, you know, we asked for, I believe it was 40 grand for an album and a video. And, you know, our fans ended up coming through and would raise 60, actually, and, you know, well past our goal. And from that moment forward, rather, we found a producer that we wanted to work with, you know, and we went and did an album with him. And, you know, that took well over the majority of our album. We went and did the album about 2 months later. It was 2012, actually, is when we did that. September 2012. And we just didn't, you know, we spent almost every bit of that money that we raised from Kickstarter on this album to live down in Atlanta for a month and a half to work on the album. You know, the producer's fee, how much it was going to cost in the studio, everything. And then when we finished up, I felt like over the course of the month following that, we were kind of talking ourselves into liking the album more than we really did, if that makes sense.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we just felt like it wasn't there, man. And it's funny because when you have a label giving you the money, it's one thing for an album, you know? But when your fans are the ones that are funding the album, it's one of those things where you hold it in a high regard, you know? You're like, this has to be our best stuff. You know, our fans, the people that care about our band, are the ones that paid for this. So, we decided from that moment forward, you know, we were going to raise the rest of our money ourselves and re-recorded the album. And we would start doing like Weekend Warrior type stuff where we go out and do a few shows here and there and put back some money. You know, that'd be enough for one song with, you know, one guy. And then we'd do it again. That'd be enough for some songs with another guy. And, you know, through time, and it was a long, arduous process. We raised the money that, you know, we needed to get this album to where it is today. And, you know, I'm very glad we spent time on it because we're in a situation now, you know, 4 years away from the public eyes. That's very, very dangerous for a band. And, you know, we've always been aware of you know, social media presence and, you know, an online presence. You know, I'm always active in that and try to stay in touch with our fans. But still, to not have new music out there for your fan base to hear for 4 years, that's something that sometimes a band can't recover from. And, you know, I'm glad we spent the time on this album because we had a label, Imagine Records, approach us, and they believed in what we had going on. You know, they heard the album, and they thought that they could help us. And, you know, through some negotiating, we believed that it put us in a situation to make this album a success that, as an independent artist, we necessarily didn't have the capability of doing. You know, it's one thing to get your music out there to your fan base, but it's another thing to have a label come in and help with radio and things of that nature, getting your CDs in store, you know, to broaden your fan base. And, you know, I'd be lying if I said that that's not some, you know, the biggest goal of this. You know, every band wants to, you know, the exposure to more people, you know, to just get their music out there. And we're in a situation now where 4 years after the release of A Promise to Burn, you know, 2 years spending on the sum of who we are, we're in a situation now to where I think, you know, we're ready to do that. And the single just went to radio, Criminal just went to radio, actually, last week and started getting ads today. So it's an exciting time, man. It was a long, long, long process, you know, and there were some low points in our lives and our career over the past 2 years of making this album. It's just because, you know, for a moment there, it felt like, well, is this going to be our Chinese Democracy? Is this going to be our album that we keep saying is going to come? And then we just keep pushing it back for this and that and this and that, you know. And I didn't want, we never wanted to, you know, crowdfunding was something we were hesitant about doing in the first place. Mm-hmm. But when we did do it and it came through and our fans came through and, you know, in the fashion that they did come through, you know, above and beyond, and then we had an album that we weren't sold on ourselves, well, then it just became a, you know, was it ever going to be good enough for our fans? Are we ever going to feel like we have an album that is good enough for our fans? And, you know, I'm happy to say that I feel like our album now is the best material that we've done as a band. And I'm just excited, man. It's an exciting time again to be in Framingham Hamley. So, you know, we'll see what happens next.